on the way in 15 minutes' time. Every day we do it at 7:45. Will we have a winner today? And that's Sunny Federo track, Some Days, which is going to sound so good on your Thursday if you're feeling in the mood today. That is going to be playing next on Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast. With Jordan Knowles, Chris and Sean. Capital
Breakfast. Chris, what were you up to last night?
Did you both have a pleasant evening? I had a weird one.
This is the common thread this week. I feel like you're the new Louis Theroux with his weird weekends, aren't you? Yeah, you are. I had a very normal evening.
Yeah, same. Just watch telly and have a big tea.
I don't think I've ever felt so out of my depth. So I got invited to this dinner thing. Still not totally sure why I was invited, because I was the only one in the room that wasn't an Olympian.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Right, okay.
And... yeah, it was very odd. So there was some great Olympians. By the way, can I just say Emily Campbell? Do you know Emily Campbell, the weightlifter? She might be one of my new favourite people on earth.
What, the Olympic weightlifter?
She's so funny.
Really?
We've got to get her on the show more.
Okay. It's great when you meet someone and they're on the same wavelength as you and really funny.
Mate, she's class. But I felt so out of my depth. And what I found quite funny is the guys that are there, so like Tom Dean, the swimmer, was there. Andrea Siriex. Do you remember these
Fred
names?
Fred Siriex's daughter, the diver.
Yeah, do you remember these names from the Olympics? Helen Glover was there.
Yes. Wow.
All these like incredibly talented people and then me. And anyway, it's cool. I went along with it. And at one point, they're out with their medals. They bring their medals with them.
No, they don't.
Right?
They're
and so there was a couple of extra
medals.
People there trying on the medals. It was
quite cool. Serious?
People in the pub were coming over and wanting to try the medal.
How to get attention and not be a wallflower.
Wear a medal.
Any medal. A gold medal, a silver medal, a bronze medal. Is that what they were doing?
Do you know what I would say? Winning gold at the Olympics must be one of the greatest feelings on earth. It must be a great privilege. It's awesome. One of the biggest stresses that then happens that I saw with them guys is they have to constantly worry about where the medal is.
Yes.
You don't think about that side of it.
I can imagine.
You don't actually, do you? And you're right, there could be a bit of ag attached to it, because I know a lot of them as well. If you won a lot of gold, you got charged extra baggage on the way home from the Olympics. That was a real thing that happened.
Get away.
Did you?
Genuinely true, because they're quite heavy, aren't they? Some Olympians were moaning, saying they got charged for extra baggage weight.
That's ridiculous.
On the way home from winning gold. But then you're saying, because obviously a bit like when someone wears new glasses, everyone wants to try it on.
It was a class night, but I'll tell you the other funny thing, people would come over and bite their medals.
Oh yeah, why did somebody take pictures of it going...
Like, it's a
why
new,
do we do that?
I think Tom Daley started that, you know.
What, biting the medal?
Biting medal.